Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. I have a lot to talk about today, so you're gonna want to listen. I think there's lots going on. I don't even know where to start today. I have so much stuff to talk about. Glad to have you with us. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't want to. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. I have a California legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I have a California insurance license, which doesn't have to do with anything, but I have to tell you that I have one because I might secretly be trying to do something. I don't know, whatever it is. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be. And again, everything that I talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion only. I've got a lot to talk about today. You probably already know what I'm going to talk about today. If you follow me on Facebook, if you don't follow me on Facebook, why? All week long, I keep you up to date on my Facebook page. On what's going on. Every week I've put up at least one or two videos, Facebook Live, about what's going on with all of this and how it impacts seniors. You can watch it on a cell phone. All you have to do is go to my Facebook page. You can go to my Facebook page by going to my website. You can go to my website, which is assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. I'm going to tell you more about some other stuff that's coming up this coming Wednesday, the 29th. Wednesday, the 29th, there's some stuff coming up. You're going to want to make sure I got the right day. Yeah, Wednesday, the 29th. You're going to want to know about it, and you're going to want to stay up on it, and you're going to want to pay attention to it, and like that there. I'll give you more of that information in a minute. But assetsandaging.com, you can go to my Facebook page, which is just go to facebook.com/assetsandaging. I'm going to have a lot of information up on my Facebook page this week and a lot of information. I'm doing some new videos for those of you that are subscribers. I'm going to be doing some new videos on IHSS and some other things. And you're going to want, for those of you that are subscribers, be looking for those in the next week or two. I'm writing myself a note to remember to do something. It just popped into my head. So this is the place you want to be. There's nobody else covering this stuff. Not as it impacts aging, not as it impacts seniors, not as it impacts all of that kind of stuff. Let me get into what I want to talk about today. Okay, I have on my desk, I have so much stuff, articles on my desk, folks. I don't even know where to start with it. There's so much stuff on my desk. Let me start with this. Let me go back here. I got stuff all over my desk. So you've heard that there's a coronavirus thing around. I assume you've heard that. It's everywhere. Let me just say this about this. I'm not a scientist. Don't believe everything you hear or read about it. Don't believe all the stuff you think you've heard about it. Check stuff out. Don't get caught up in all the panic. The panic may be worse than the disease in some ways. Be cautious, be alert, educated, but panic will not help. I want to talk a little bit. I was reminded of this again today. I was driving somewhere with my son, and we drove by a nursing home, and I said, look. And he looked over, and he said, what am I looking at? I said, look outside the window. And there was a person outside a window at the nursing home talking to whoever was on the inside of the nursing home. My guess is a loved one. And we're going to talk about that a little more, but keep that scene in the middle. That just literally happened today while I'm recording this show. And I've seen it 7 or 8 times because there's a nursing home I have to go past fairly regularly to get to places I need to go. And I see people standing outside the window of the nursing home talking to whoever's on the inside. Let me read you some stuff. I want to go back a ways. I want to go back. If you listen to me for any length of time, over the last few weeks, I've talked, and if you get my newsletter, and if you watch my Facebook lives, I've talked about. I'm focused on senior issues. I'm not focused on the coronavirus and how it impacts healthcare workers, or that's all important. But as always, I'm focused on how this impacts seniors. And I want you to keep that vision of the person outside the nursing home, literally today. And I've seen it at least 6 times in the last couple weeks. A couple weeks ago, a month ago, whatever it was, there were 2,000 people that had died in nursing homes. Then if you followed me, that number from an article from, when's this article from? Oh, a few days later. There were 4,800 deaths in nursing homes. Then in an article from ABC, there were 7,000, this was on, do I have a date on this one? April the 19th. There were 7,300 deaths in nursing homes. Now, today, was it today? From Associated Press, this was this was today. There are now 11,000 deaths in nursing homes. And then from a European paper, I get this stuff everywhere, folks. That's why you listen to this. According to the World Health Organization, half of all coronavirus deaths in Europe were people living in care homes. This is from a European newspaper. This is April 23rd. That's like today, the day I'm recording this show. So if you don't think this adversely has affected seniors, you're wrong. From the local newspaper the other day, 65 people tested positive at 2 assisted living homes. And this is from the 22nd. There's another article about how many people at a Woodland nursing home, and so on and so on and so on. What's my point? What's your point, Bob? Well, we're reading about this stuff now. I started talking in February on my radio show about that this was going to adversely affect nursing homes and the elderly. One of the leading causes of death in nursing homes is, as was and always will be, pneumonia. People in nursing homes and in assisted livings and senior care facilities are adversely affected by anything that goes around because their bodies, like all of ours that are getting older, are compromised. And my question remains the same. I want you to go back to that person who was standing outside the nursing home today when we drove by, looking through the window, talking to somebody on the inside. And here's my question. Are they able to take care of that person? Can they make decisions? Do they have documents that are going to let them do what they need to do? I don't have the answer. I didn't drive up to the person outside the window and say, "Hey, how's it going?" That would have been rude and inappropriate. But I know for a fact that if 30, 35 years of experience and 20-some years on this radio station have taught me is that most people are not prepared for that, are not prepared and do not have the kinds of things necessary to make the hard decisions that are going to impact somebody in a nursing home or an assisted living facility or whatever. They're all locked down, folks. Millions of seniors are locked down. If your mom's at home, are you going to risk, you know, people with grandparents are not, with grandchildren are not visiting their grandchildren, and the grandchildren are not coming to visit them, even if they're living at home, because they're concerned about, you know, infecting grandma and grandpa, because their immune systems are compromised, their ability to recover is compromised. It's not an insurmountable problem, but it's an issue that exists. Since 04, when I became a legal document assistant, and I was licensed to prepare legal documents, since 04, I have been taught, so that's 16 years ago, I've been talking about the importance of documents in just everyday life as it just related to Medi-Cal and all that kind of stuff. All of those conversations now have reached a focal point with the coronavirus. They've always been a focus with me. You've heard me talking about the need for documents for all the years I've been doing this. How many attorneys have I had on and other people have I had on the show over the years talking about the importance of documents? The importance of being in control if you're not in control. Well, multiply that by some outrageous factor now. So I want you to go get a pencil and paper. If you're driving, don't do this. Have your partner or somebody sitting next to you do this. Or hit the record button on something and record this. Or go back and listen to it on my website when you get home. This show is going to air on the 26th. Sunday the 26th. That's when you're listening to this show. You're listening to it between 7 and 8 o'clock. And I've made this offer before, and I'm going to make it one more time. And lots of people took me up on it. And I'm happy about that. So stand by, because I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to make another offer that I've never, ever made. I've made once before in the 21 years I've been on the radio. And I'm going to do it again. It's important that you make sure that you and your family have the documents in place that are going to allow someone to make the very, 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 very difficult decisions that are going to have to be made for months and months and months to come. This won't be over entirely tomorrow. It will be over at some point. But the underlying principle is going to hold. In my world, documents are everything. They're not something, they're everything. Documents are everything. Do you know what your documents say? Oh, yeah, Bob, I got documents. I know, but what do they say? What do they say about frailty? What do they say about who can do what? Well, my daughter is the executor of my will. I don't care about that. Well, my son has my advanced healthcare directive. Yeah, what does it say? What can they do? Can they make end-of-life decisions for you? Do they know what decisions you want made? Can they make decisions about your care, where you go to, what hospital you go to, what doctor you see? Can they make decisions about funeral plans and all that kind of stuff? Do you know? Can they deal with your finances? Can they deal with your home? Can they deal with your estate? Is there going to have to be a probate? Are you going to need a conservatorship? I don't know. Courts are closed right now. I don't know what they're doing about conservatorships for people that don't have it. I don't know. I don't have an answer. So here's my offer. And my offer is good until 6 o'clock p.m. on the 27th. If you're not sure about your documents, or you don't have documents, or they're old, they're 22 years old, or 20 years old, or 15 years old, and you haven't done them for a long time, you haven't reviewed them for a long time, I have set this up so I can do all of this without you having to come to my office. If you call me by 6 o'clock p.m., not 6:01, by 6 o'clock p.m. on the 27th, that's tomorrow, the day after this show is being heard, and you decide to go forward and finally get the documents done that you and your family need for you and grandma and grandpa or mom and dad or whoever, I will take $1,000 off my normal price. And the reason why is it's important that you do this. It's the last time I'm going to be able to do it. The first time I did this 2 or 3 weeks ago, the response was terrific. People now have stuff in their hands that they didn't have before. And I know one person in particular said she'd been obsessing over this for years and now can sleep at night knowing that this stuff is done no matter what happens. So if you've been on the fence, you've been listening to me for 20 years talk about the importance of documents, and you've gone, well, you know, someday, by Mildred, we really should go get this done. Or, you know, one of these days we got to talk mom and dad into doing this, or Grammy and Grampy. That day has come. Because this is the last time I'm going to make this offer. I did it a couple weeks ago, and as I said, the response was wonderful. And I think I was really able to help some folks. So if you would like, if you don't have it or it's old or whatever, I will do a complete document package, trust, wills, powers of attorney, advanced healthcare directives, deeds, whatever's necessary, depending on what your needs are. You'll tell me. I can't make those decisions for you. Then I'll take $1,000 off the regular price. But you have to call me before 6 o'clock. Tomorrow night, which is April the 27th. After that, it's the regular deal. I also want to tell, and I'll give you all my contact information before this half hour is over, so listen up and get that piece of paper and pencil. Also, on Wednesday, the 29th, at 5:30 and at 7 o'clock, there'll be the same webinars, but you can come to one at 5:30, or one at 7 o'clock, you can join. I can take up to 100 people on this. So you can invite your family, you can invite everybody, and join me in a webinar at 5:30 and at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the 29th. To get more information, you can go to my website. Write this down. My website is Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. If you don't have a computer, the offer's still good. We can talk on the phone, and we can arrange to do what needs to be done. And you can always call me at my office, which is 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. If I don't answer, you'll get a nice answering message. You leave me a message and I will call you back. I am better than anybody about returning phone calls. You have a chance. We have something going on that's not unknown, but unprecedented in our lifetimes. And it's going to be around for a while. It's going to get better. Don't worry, it will get better. We can't be foolish about it. That's why I've arranged to do all this stuff without having to have somebody come to my office. But you have a couple opportunities here to become armed for this. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. And if you call me before Monday night, the 27th at 6 p.m., or email me, and you go forward and we do some documents, a document package, I will take $1,000 off the cost, off the price. If you want to attend my webinar on the 29th, I want to make sure I get the dates right, the 29th, which is a Wednesday. I'm going to do it at 5:30 and at 7 in the evening so families can join in. So the kids who might be still working, the grandkids, whoever it is, can join in and participate with mom and dad. You can do it from different places. Everybody doesn't have to be in the same place. I can take up to 100 participants. And all that information will be available by the time you listen to this show on my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com. And the webinar, I don't know how long it'll last. It'll be interactive. You can ask questions. You can either type them. We're going to, some of it, you will, for those of you who want to, we'll have the availability to have video. You know, you can see me, I can see you, and you can ask questions. You can even raise your hand. We're going to work all that technological stuff out. But if you have access to a phone or a computer, you will be able to do that. So don't miss out on those opportunities. Again, for anybody listening to the show who's been on the fence for years and has finally said, you know, and this is the last time I'm going to make this offer, and said, you know, I really need to get documents done, Bob. And yes, I'm licensed to prepare documents. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California. License number 2004-05 expires in August of this year. And we'll get a package to you. We'll get the information needed. And I'll take $1,000 off the price. But this is the last time I'm going to make this offer. I had people that call and say, you know, I just heard this. Somebody told me about this and I missed the first deadline. So I've agreed to do it one more time. And then make sure this week you watch my Facebook Live broadcasts. Don't miss out on the information. Nobody else is going to give you this information. Everybody will give you statistics. Nobody's going to give you help. Again, I want you to have that, keep that picture in your mind that I've been talking about for 3 weeks of a child standing on the outside of a nursing home looking through the window or assisted living talking to their parents or their grandparents, because everybody's locked down and they're going to be locked down for some time. This is an issue that disproportionately impacts the elderly. Again, I told you, WHO has said in Europe, half of the deaths in Europe from the coronavirus took place in care homes. It's a staggering number. Don't be caught unprepared. 800-999-8007. assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com. Follow me on Facebook. Get on my newsletter list. Become a subscriber. But make sure you have access to all the information you're going to need as a family to get through all of this, and make sure that somebody can make the decisions that maybe may happen to me, may happen to anybody. The decisions that will need to be made. I fear that some of the people, the younger people, especially healthcare workers that have contracted this illness, probably didn't have documents in place because they always thought they could wait until they got old. Well, we now know that that's not true anymore. So, couple options. Don't mark on your calendar Wednesday, the 29th at 5:30 and 7, my webinar. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and get more information on that, or call me. 800-999-8007. And for those of you that have been putting off documents, good documents, appropriate documents, well, you have no more excuses, because if you call me or email me by 6 o'clock on the 27th, I'll put together a document package for you for $1,000 off. I think that's a good deal, but it's the last time I can do it. Don't miss out on all these opportunities to stay informed, stay up to date, Listen to my past radio shows. Listen to my show last week on this issue. Follow me on Facebook. Subscribe to my newsletter. It's free. Keep listening to this show. Keep passing it around and sharing it with others. And again, if you have any questions about anything we've talked about here, don't be afraid to email me. You can go to my webpage, assetsandaging.com, or call me, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. But take advantage of California's single best voice on the issues of aging. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope to hear from you soon. I hope this is helpful to you. Let me know if you have questions. Contact me. Stay in touch. My podcast every Wednesday. All the things that are available to you right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. Have a safe week.